UFC 301 has just taken place, and today I'm going to be breaking down all the fights that I predicted last week. A lot of good fights on this card, turned out to be a good one, not one that the US fans would have been liking to pay $90 or whatever they pay for it. But yeah, for us in the UK, had to stay up till 6 a.m. to watch it like we do most weeks. It was a real struggle this week, not going to lie, but yeah, we got it done. And I need to just get straight into the fights here. I'm not going to spend ages talking about them, maybe talk about some potential matchups on some of the main card fights. But getting into Joaquim Silva against Dracar Close, really, really interesting matchup. Close now on a 4 or 5 fight win streak, looking really solid. Joaquim Silva, let's be real, everyone got confused by how good this guy is because he almost finished Armin Taliukin. He's not the hardest guy to beat. There's a lot of different ways to beat him. And Close, since coming back from these injuries, he looked really good. And in this one especially, his boxing combinations were flowing good, sort of using his punches to push Silva up against the cage and managing to hold him there for the majority of it, kind of winning the fight quite comfortably up until the third round. There was obviously that big moment where Silva almost got the guillotine in and Close got jumped backwards and tried to spike him on his head, maybe get a knockout. It looked nasty. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. But overall, Dracar Close, really impressive performance. Like I said, coming back off those injuries is so important for him to be kind of getting these wins now. I think he's 36 years old, but he doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. Since his loss to Benil Dariush, I don't think he's lost a fight. So, yeah, it's really good to see him back on this run. And against the top contender in Benil Dariush, he was looking really good until he sort of blew his load just trying to finish Benil early, got his back and tired himself out. So yeah, he's on a good run, and I'd like to see him get maybe a ranked opponent now. Obviously around lightweight it's kind of hard. Like, I'm thinking maybe Grant Dawson. I know he's got a fight matched up maybe against Selecki or someone like that, so maybe the winner of that fight he could take on. But he needs to be fighting up and into the rankings now because of his age. He is getting on. And yeah, overall good fight for Close. Decent opponent. Kind of Silva is just outside those rankings, lurking around the top 15, so really solid win for Close. Getting on to the next one, Elvis Brenner fighting in Brazil. Really hard matchup for him here. Orobai, just, he's such a solid fighter just everywhere, his striking, his wrestling, and I think he caused a lot more problems to Elvis Brenner on the feet than a lot of people thought he would, managing to hurt him on a couple occasions. Kind of looked like the better technical striker as well as the more technical wrestler. Elvis Brenner did have a lot of good moments in this fight. He kind of reversing, I know that he'd kind of go for those deep hooks around the body, and when he would get double legged, he'd kind of try and lift him over. That worked a couple times and he kind of slid out, butterfly escaped. And he did have some good moments the third round, taking the back or by just having the point taken away, but not enough to sway the judges. And I think it would have been terrible if this fight was calling a draw, like it almost was. Orobai in control for most of the fight. And yeah, Elvis Brenner just managing to get a couple moments in there. He is still a really solid fighter, but maybe some exposes in his game, like some holes in his game. I think if you can kind of push him against the fence and wrestle him, you need to do that for one round before he really loses the pop in his striking, by the looks of it. Both of them getting really tired at it. In a 3-round fight, I think, obviously, it's easy for me to say, but it's annoying when you see fighters get tired in a 3-round fight. The pace they were going at was insane, so I guess you can kind of cut them some slack for that. But yeah, Orobai's getting a ranked opponent now. Both these guys are probably ready for the top 15. Lightweight is so stacked right now. So yeah, it's maybe Elvis Brenner against Dracar Close could be a good matchup. I think Orobai deserves to be pushed into that top 15. So yeah, two fights kicking off the prelims were decent fights. Going into the Karolina Kovalevich fight against Lucindo, pretty much I nailed this fight pretty much spot on. Lucindo was just able to take the outside and use her range, and just a lot more athletic and powerful. Karolinovich just it's strange with her because she's not really got the speed to finish her combination. She kind of gets caught coming in a lot. She kind of leaves her chin up out a bit, like it's like not as bad version of Juliana Pina, where they run forward with her chin in the air, a bit like Pantoja in the main event as well. But yeah, kind of asking to be caught by these power punches. She struggled with them a lot before. Karolina obviously had a lot of eye injuries. I think it was Yan Zhangnan caused a really big one. So yeah, just, and that bothered her. It was one of the first solid punches that landed from Lucinda, caught straight on the eye, and that, I don't think she could really get back in the fight since that moment happened. And yeah, she's tough. She's a veteran of the sport. This was actually the biggest age difference in a woman's UFC fight ever. So, you know, it shows she's still going on strong fighting these young up-and-comers. And overall, she didn't fight bad. But Lucinda was just able to be the more powerful fighter and get the job done, just keep her away most of the fight. And getting into the next one, Jack Shaw against Jordison Brito. Great fight. Brito is an absolute animal. I would not want to fight this guy. At featherweight, he could really storm into the rankings. Now, a lot of people surprised didn't get a rank fight up until this one. But yeah, Jack Shaw, he said in an interview he's either being fed to the slaughter, or Brito's in way over his head. And yeah, it did show Brito was the way more powerful guy, the stronger guy, really just damaging with those leg kicks. And the cut, being able to split his leg open like that is a brutal finish, but a bit of a strange one. I don't know if it should have been let go a little bit longer, but overall, I think it kind of, the inevitable was going to happen anyway. I think Brio was probably going to get the finish. Once your leg gets busted up like that, it's kind of hard to ever recover and get back into a fight. But I do think it probably should have been let go. Just because, you know, we've seen some crazy, crazy comebacks in this sport. And yeah, that could have been one of them, because Jack Shaw's so technical, so good everywhere, that he's not out of a fight like that. He was still in there defending takedowns, trying to land shots in the pocket, landing a couple good knees in the clinch, but not really able to find a way into the fight since it started. And the ref stopped the fight for the doctor to look at it, and there was just a feel that it was about to get stopped. And then the doctor comes in and starts fingering the hole in his leg, which is just crazy. I don't know. I'm no doctor, but I feel like you shouldn't do that. You know, he was poking around. I think maybe he thought there was a bone sticking out or something. But it came out that no, there's no break in the leg, so I do think it should have been let go. But I, to be honest, I don't like Jack Shaw at featherweight. I think that's his second fight at featherweight now. He fought Emma Carney in his debut, and I didn't, although he did get the finish in the second round, he had a real dodgy first round. I'm pretty sure he got held down for a lot of it, and I just think doesn't look great physically. I know Bantamweight, he spoke about being a terrible weight cut, and I'm not an advocate for these fighters cutting loads of weight, but it's a tough one with him, because at Bantamweight, I think he does well against a lot of guys. I think he matches up against people like Chio well, Dominic Cruz in those rankings as well. And yeah, he was a big bantamweight, big strong guy, being able to dominate a lot of people in grappling and look like a really solid striker. But featherweight, I'm just not sure how far he's going to be able to get. It's a bit like Nathaniel Wood, I think the same about him as well. It seems like every fight he's in, there's like a big power difference. I think Jack Shaw, if he doesn't want to go back down to bantamweight, obviously he should do what he wants with his career, but I would not be mad if I saw he was going back down, because I think that's the way he could go further in the UFC. Getting on to the main card. The main card for me was actually a really good watch, and Michel Pereira starting off, he is just on an absolute tear at the moment. Since he moved to middleweight, I think he's 3-0 or 4-0. And he's just been finishing guys with no problem. The submission game is on point, showing he is the true Brazilian. Just submission, the kickboxing, he's just nasty. He's got one of the nastiest teep kicks in the UFC. That front kick to the body is just, seems to hurt everyone with it in his fight. Beating Petroski, and then obviously the fight cancelled against Barry Holt, and then beating and say shaking the upper Terry as well, on an absolute tear in middleweight. And it's about time this guy gets big rank fight, because I think he's on an 8-fight win streak in the UFC, which is just crazy. His last loss, obviously that weird DQ loss to Diego Sanchez. That's his first loss since his debut in the UFC, which was, no, not his debut, I think it was his second fight against Connolly, that Canadian guy. I don't know where he went after that, but yeah, Michel Pereira on an absolute tear, and I want to see him get a big rank fight at middleweight. But the dream matchup for him is Sharo Bullitt. I think that striking matchup would just be insane, and yeah, the sort of exchanges they could have would be so crazy to watch. I do give Pereira just the edge, maybe if he could grapple in that fight as well, but that's a great, great matchup, and I'll be excited to see that one in the future. Going on to the next one, the one that messed my bet up completely, which annoyed me a bit. I would have been 150 quid up if Victor Petrino had any fight IQ. But, you know, Anthony Smith, I was really happy to see him get back in the win column. Overall, I was just happy for Anthony Smith, though. It was a bit frustrating, like I said, but him being able to get back in the win column against a young, undefeated fighter like Victor Petrino, and kind of gave him to him on a platter, but, you know, he's such an experienced veteran that he was just able to snap that up so quickly. The guillotine was locked in so tight. You know, there's not a lot I can really speak on this, but I'm just happy for Anthony Smith because it gets people off his back for a little bit. It might get him another big fight. Alex Pereira is always talking about him for some reason, so you never know if somehow he could win another fight and just slip into that title picture. So, yeah, overall, Anthony Smith, great win for his career. Probably one of the bigger wins in his career just because of the point he's at. And, you know, maybe on paper he can finally prove he's one of the best fighters in the world, like he has been saying for a long time. And the next one, the one I'm most excited for, Jose Aldo against Jonathan Martinez, is the one that had me on the edge of my seat from the most of the night. I was really struggling. It was probably about 4 a.m. here. And yeah, this just really helped pump me up back up. Jose Aldo putting in a vintage performance, really mixing in the body shots well. One of the best just all-round defensive fighters when you talk about leg checking, takedown defense, so many different weapons that defensively he can use. So good at checking leg kicks, and we saw Jonathan Martinez not having any success in that, and he's been able to really damage a lot of people with those leg kicks. And Jose Aldo just putting on a vintage Aldo performance. Like I said, marching forward, he managed to hurt him a couple of times, and I like when he did hurt him, he mixed in the takedowns as well. It's just showing sort of what got him through this fight is mainly his fight IQ, his experience. Jonathan Martinez can really get anything off, and yeah, that's just because Jose Aldo was just such a veteran in there. So overall, just happy to see Aldo back. I don't know if he's going to stay around. I don't know if he's going to go to boxing. I know he's talked about wanting to fight on the Jake Paul Mike Tyson undercard. And, you know, I'd rather he stick around in the UFC, but that's not where the money's at for him. And I know there was talks of a Floyd Mayweather fight not that long ago, so maybe he could get back into the negotiations with that. He's mentioned Manny Pacquiao a few times, so there could be a few big boxing matches for him. You know, we see Floyd Mayweather boxing bloody Logan Paul and KSI's brother, so overall, he's not going to fucking bat an eyelid at boxing Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo's a legend in the sport. I would like to see him get, you know, a few people have been saying jump the line and just give him a title shot, which I wouldn't be mad at, but Marab's the rightful contender. Beat Jose Aldo in his last fight, so yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'd love to see him against a top fight contender. I know he's just been Umar's just been announced against Corey Sandhagen. I know MMA Guru was saying he'd like Aldo to get that fight, and I agreed with him. I thought that was the perfect matchup at the moment for Jose Aldo, so he's not going to get that one now, but I don't know if he's going to stick around. I would always thought, imagine back at featherweight now, Edson Barboza there, imagine Aldo against Edson Barboza at featherweight. That's just like one of those fantasy matchups. So I'd just love to see how it played out. But yeah, we're not going to get that one. But Aldo probably going to go to the boxing. That's where the money is now. And yeah, going into the main event. In my opinion, Steve Usyk just did enough to win this fight. Pantoja obviously getting a lot of vital takedowns in a lot of the rounds. But Usyk was just able to do way more damage from the start of the fight, slicing him open with elbows, sort of doing the more on the feet where Pantoja was just running forward, getting caught with these big sort of counter shots while Steve Usyk was on the exit. And in my opinion, that just did enough. I gave Pantoja the first round happened. I think I gave just edging the third, and I gave Ersig the second, fourth, and fifth. Ersig, I did think on the night Pantoja just won the fifth, but watching it back, Ersig slicing him up with that elbow probably just is a bit more damage. They scored damage over everything, so yeah, probably does more in the fight than Pantoja just being able to reverse a takedown attempt and to hold on for the last minute of the fight. Overall, really close fight. The card was pretty good. Not a lot to sort of speak on, because there's a lot of fights that kind of have an ending where you don't really know what matchups you can go with. Pantoja obviously beat a lot of the guys in his division. Maybe Albazi, the winner of Cape and Kai Kara France. I know, I think they're fighting in Perth, but you know, he said he wants some time off, and rightfully so. Defended his title, I think, twice now already, and had the title fight in the space of a year, so he does deserve a bit of time off. So yeah, that's all we're going to talk about today. Not the longest breakdown video, but I'm going to do some more videos this week. I'm going to talk about the Inoue and Canelo fight, and then I'm going to be breaking down the UFC upcoming this weekend, probably on Friday, so you have that to look forward to. I'll see you guys then.